So you said he had grade one CRS. Can you talk about exactly what happened and the timing of how it happened?
Sure. So in this particular case, at the time we were using the Lee criteria, which had been developed for CRS grading, and I think in the future we'll be using the CTCAE criteria, which is a more collaborative group criteria between all of the centers and leaders that have used CAR-T therapy. But putting that aside, we did use a Lee criteria here. And in that situation, if you have a fever only without any other vital sign instability, meaning no hypotension or no hypoxia, then you're still at grade one. Kind of interesting, right? Because you can have a fever of 39 persistently and still be a grade one CRS. And I think in this situation, the patient had persistent fever, and so we decided to give the tocilizumab, and he responded well to it. I think he also had a complicating factor of a rhinovirus, so that may have also been adding to the fever. But it seemed pretty consistent with CAR T-cell because it happened within the first 24 to 48 hours of infusion of cells. So we treated the patient as if he had CRS, and he actually did respond to the tocilizumab. And as soon as that was over, it was like the rest of the time he was just hanging out, you know, in the hospital, no major issues. And that's kind of what you want to see, because you want to feel safe about these patients that you're giving an experimental therapy to. And so we were pleased with that, and he got discharged on time. He did have a few cytopenias in the weeks after the CAR T-cells, and this is a known complication of CAR T-cell therapy in myeloma, that some patients take a few months to recover their counts. Usually the neutrophils are good to go by the 30-day mark and the platelets by the 60-day mark, but there are some people that may require a little more close follow-up. But he did pretty well and eventually, you know, was able to go home and has been being followed up off treatment since then.
Can you talk a little bit about grade two and beyond CRS? What are the clinical manifestations and how often you see this in myeloma?
Yeah, so the grade two CRS, I would say the most common hallmarks are either hypoxia, so O2 sat below 90%, or hypotension, whether or not it responds to fluids or not. So again, I'm using the Lee criteria. And so once you have one of those, you start to get a little bit worried. And that's one of the cases that we generally say, okay, you should definitely be using tocilizumab, although you don't have to, because if you're getting to a systolic pressure of 88 and the patient immediately responds after a liter of fluids and looks great, then you don't necessarily have to give tocilizumab. But, you know, every clinical case is different. And so as you get to grade three CRS, you need more pressor support and you have end organ manifestations. And obviously grade four is requiring ICU support, et cetera. So really most patients hover in the grade one and then fairly rarely in the grade two. Grade three is pretty uncommon, actually. And a persistent grade three CRS, something like that, would be considered a cause to look at the study again and make sure that the safety is appropriate.